You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
It's a busy time of year, filled with friends and family, but please take a moment between now and Christmas night to remember the true reason of the season, which is Jesus Christ. In fact, since this is our last show before Christmas, later on before the end of the broadcast tonight, I'm going to read the Christmas story straight from the Gospel of Luke. And I hope you're enjoying this great Christmas music tonight as much as you enjoy our next guest, making his first-time appearance on this show, and it's a man that I'm very high on, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, a best-selling author and the host of the nationally syndicated Jesse Lee Peterson radio show. It also airs right here on our flagship, Keith, AM 1600 in Memphis. Reverend Peterson is also the founder and president for the past 19 years of BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, whose purpose is rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Jesse Lee is frequently seen on major television networks such as Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and others, where he is invited to share his conservative commentary on the current issues, consistently leaving his liberal counterparts in knots. I had the honor of being teamed up by CNN with Reverend Peterson on a broadcast many years ago, and he is the author of the newest book, the newest bestseller, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Reverend Peterson, welcome to the show.
James, it's good to be on with you. Merry Christmas to you and the audience. Also, it's been 25 years now since we started BOND.
And wow.
You can call me Jesse.
Well, thank you, Jesse, for that. I remember being backstage with you at CNN back in 07, I believe it was. Your son was there taking pictures, and we had a nice exchange. And
I remember that. Amazing how fast time goes by, huh?
Oh, my goodness. And now that I have two kids of my own, I was married at the time, but not yet a father. I have a 5-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son now, and it just gets faster and faster, as you know all too well. Well, again, thank you for joining us. And we're here to talk about your book, The Antidote. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, I have to tell you that I thank God that he gave me the opportunity to write this book. It's a book that I wanted to write for the last 25 years or so, 20-something years now. And so when the publisher asked me about it, I said, yes, I'll do it, only if I can say, if I can write and say exactly what I want to. He said, absolutely. It's about what's wrong with Black Americans, what happens in the home. But the book, anyone who reads the book, including my enemies, never mind if the color, male or female, anyone who reads this book are going to see issues in their own lives or in other people's lives or both, and they will be helped by it. The focus is on the father, because I've come to understand that there is a spiritual order to life, and that order is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. It's not an ego thing. It's an order that it is ordained by God. And when that father is not there, or he's there, he's weak, it leaves the wife and the children open so evil can come in and take over. And that's what happened to Black Americans some 60 years ago. When they took the fathers out, the government became the daddy of the family. It's just been downhill ever since. And it's happening to white men now, where they're turning the fathers away from the children and the children away from the father. And the worst thing that can happen to kids is to be turned away from their fathers, because when you turn them away from their fathers, you turn them away from God.
Jesse, this is Keith Alexander. I'm a co-host here with James. Thanks for being on our show. I've just listened to you expound on basically the theory behind your book. This Black Lives Matter program, I think, brings into sharp focus what one of the major problems is with Black America today, and that is that Black children are not raised to respect authority. Do you agree with me on that?
100%. And the reason they don't, because they don't respect their mothers and grandmothers. Authority starts in the home, and the authority comes from the fathers, given to them by God. After around age 3, kids stop listening to their mothers, and that's when the fathers should take over. And the fathers don't have to yell and scream and impose his will on his children, because he has the natural authority of God in him. And the kids recognize that when they observe their father while growing up, just as when we become children of God, when we repent and turn back to God, we recognize the authority in Christ, and we respect that authority. And because we respect that authority, we stay on track. But the moment we turn away from that authority by disrespecting it, then we fall back into darkness and all hell come through us.
Well, you know, there's a reason why God is described as our Holy Father, not our Holy Mother or not our Holy Parent.
Right.
There's a different type of love that a father has for his children than a mother has. A mother has unconditional love. A father requires that he be respected and obeyed. If you say that you love your father and you don't respect and obey him, that is inauthentic, and he recognizes that. He demands that he have authority. And
that's
if you
right.
don't respect your father, or if you have no father, in effect, in your home, you won't respect other authority, such as the police.
100%. And in all honesty, and this is in the Bible, so I'm not making it up, and it's just not said because men and some women are afraid to say it. They know that there will be attacked. But women don't have love to give. They are the receiver of love. When they're little, they get the love from the father that comes through the mother. And he get his love from Christ, and Christ get it from God. And it's passed down in that manner. But when the children, fathers don't love them, because some fathers are in the home, but the father is weak, and he need the woman's love more than he need God's love, because the woman, has his wife, became his God. And so he's grappling and licking boots trying to get her love that she doesn't have to give. And it just upset the family. But the girls and the boys end up not getting love. And because the mother's not getting it through her husband, and the husband's not getting it through Christ, so she doesn't have it to give out. That's why she has to will herself on her children. And speaking of Black Lives Matter, I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. I was just saying that's outstanding. I mean, that's just spot-on commentary, but continue on with your train of thought. Well, actually, we're coming up on a commercial break, so hold that train of thought. We're going to take a break. We're back with the one and only Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. Check out his book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Going to be another number one bestseller, and we're excited to have him on tonight. We're going to hear more about the book and more from the mind of Jesse Lee Peterson right after this. Stay tuned, everybody.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Again, as I say, last show before Christmas, last guest before Christmas, and it's Jesse Lee Peterson, author of the newest book, Making Huge Ground, on Amazon.com tonight, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And Jesse, you were making a comment, or about to make a comment, on Black Lives Matter before we went into the break. Do you recall right. What that was?
What I do want to say is that women need love and men need respect, and we have lost that. There are several people I write about in the book, and one of them is Barack Obama, because a whole lot of white Americans don't understand how is it that Barack Obama can be half black and half white. He is the first black president in this great nation, and yet he's become the worst and the most destructive black president in the nation. He'll go down in history as the most hated and worst president this country has ever experienced. How is it that he can identify with Black Lives Matter, the thugs that are roaming the streets, let the thugs out of prisons and gangs? Barack Obama's mother, who was a white woman, hated white people. She hated her own race. And she taught Barack Obama that white Americans and America is a racist society against black people. His grandmother, a white woman, had a negative experience, encounter with a black man. And it traumatized her. And when she spoke of black people, it sounded as though she was racist against black people to Barack Obama as a kid growing up. His father went to Hawaii, came to Hawaii from Africa when Barack was in the eighth grade, an African man, and he spoke to his class. And he, too, talked about how bad and racist America is. and that blacks are being discriminated against in Africa by white people. So Barack Obama grew up hating white people because of his influences. He also has an inner conflict because he doesn't feel love. He feels a sense of void because his father was not there. And whenever your father is not there, it leaves an emptiness in you that nothing else could ever fulfill but a return to the father. And so Barack Obama identified with Black Lives Matter and others because they've been raised without fathers, and they're filled with hatred and anger that starts in the home first, but they've been told that it's white racism. And that's why he can go along with them, he can get along with them. He identified with them because they all lack the love of a father and hate their mothers and grandmothers. And they don't love God at all. They know about him because they have heard about him, intellectual knowledge, but they don't know him. They don't love him because they don't love their fathers.
Well, they've made a Baal, a golden calf, basically, of what they want Christianity to be. And, you know, Pat Buchanan said it best, what we have now in our churches is what he calls cafeteria Christians.
Yes.
When the Bible says something that corresponds with liberalism, such as beat your swords into plowshares or good shepherd feed my sheep, well, then the Bible is groovy. But when the Bible says something that is inconsistent with liberalism, like a man shall not sleep with another man as with a woman, or a woman with another woman as with a man, it is an abomination in my eyes, saith the Lord, suddenly the Word of God is transferred into just another antique book written by a bunch of dusty Bedouins that needs to be improved by smart people like themselves. So in other words, they don't respect the authority of Scripture. And that lack of respect for authority permeates society. And I think you've traced it back to its source, the lack of fathers in the home,
yes,
both in white homes and particularly in black homes.
Yes.
And it all goes back to, well, one of the primary impellers or drivers of this was Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty. They say he had made war on poverty and poverty won. Well, one of the things that he did was this. They started paying welfare benefits to women to help them raise children, but only if there was no father present or man in the house. So if you subsidize something, you get a lot of it. That's why you have this epidemic of illegitimacy in the black community. Go back to the beginning of liberalism, like 1954, when the infamous Brown decision was handed down. And at that time, the black illegitimacy rate in America was 22%. The white illegitimacy rate was 1.5%. I lived in a working class neighborhood. There was one divorce on the entire street, and it was so scandalous, the family had to move out of town. The children were so humiliated by it.
Yeah.
Now, the black illegitimacy rate is around 72 to 75%. 3 out of 4 black children are born into households without a present father who is a traditional father, and 25% is the current rate for whites, and it's going up all the time. Liberalism is the device that the left has used to corrupt American society and bring it down. And we need to recognize that. That's what we say on this show all the time, that liberalism is the modern face of evil.
Well, I say that, and you're right, liberalism is evil. The people who are liberals are children of the lie. Their father is Satan. And they are doing exactly what they are supposed to be doing. Our battle is a spiritual battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. And so liberals are children of the darkness. And we need to understand that they are doing exactly what their father's nature is, and that is to destroy good. And as long as we're fighting, as long as the children of God of fighting liberalism in a physical manner, we're never going to win. And as long as men are weak, we're never going to win, because men are the Christ on earth. They represent.
And liberalism has weakened men, Jesse. That's intentional. For example,
no-fault
divorce is as much of a liberal initiative as the civil rights movement or radical feminism and all these other things, and that has weakened the family and weakened the man's position in the family.
But see, if men, and I know this without a doubt, if men were to turn back to God and take their proper role in life and love God with all their heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else, and they love their neighbor as himself, we could defeat evil overnight because the authority is in us. Christ dwells in us. We have the Holy Spirit in us. All power has been given unto men. But because men have turned away from God and toward the woman, he has no authority because the woman is his God. And the government and lawyers and what you call the liberal establishment are using women and children in order to defeat men so they would never turn back to God. And this thing is never, ever going to end unless Christ returns or men turn back to God.
Amen.
At one point, I was a liberal, and it wasn't until God caused me to forgive my mother who turned me away from my father and forgive my father for not being there when I went to them and told them I was sorry for hating them that I understand they couldn't help themselves. Then God forgave me, and he took away the fear and gave me insight. He allows me to see the things that I couldn't see before, and I have the confidence to fight this battle because I know God is with me.
Well, see, liberalism is big alternative faith to Christianity, much more so than Islam.
Jesse, we're coming up on a break. I know we only had you booked for 30 minutes tonight. Would you do us the favor of staying for just 5 more minutes after the commercial? I have 2 questions that I really want to get to you and one more plug of the book if you have the time.
I would be happy to.
Thank you so much. We'll be back one more segment with Jesse Lee Peterson right after this. Stay tuned, folks. What an interview.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Open your eyes, America. 50 years of cultural Marxism, institutionalized anti-white propaganda, and dysgenic policies on a wide scale have put Western civilization in peril as never before. Metropolis after metropolis, city after city, and town after town have changed from gleaming alabaster to grim third world hellholes. Positive change at last is in the air. Make America great again by supporting Donald Trump for president. Make your financial contribution today at thedailytrump.org. Also, go to the internet or to YouTube and check out these websites and their videos. The American Freedom Party, thedailytrump.org, Faith, Reason, and Western Civilization, American Renaissance, Occidental Observer, Political Cesspool, WhitakerOnline.org, RobertWWhitaker.com, DailyKen.com, Council of Conservative Citizens. Be a part of this great effort to save Western civilization. Paid for by the American National Trump Super PAC.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Oh yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of BOND, Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, and of course his newest bestseller, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. You're only getting just a scratch of the surface of what is contained within the pages of this book. We would encourage you to get it. I've got two questions for Jesse that I have to work in, and we're going to let him get on with his night. But Keith, before I do that, you had a very quick comment as well.
Right, I want to reply to what Jesse said just before the break. I understand that men asserting themselves and reclaiming their role as the head of the household is a key, but I think we always have to recognize that the deck is stacked against them because of liberal changes in the laws. I'm a lawyer, and I remember the days of fault divorce, where you could only get a divorce if the other party was at fault. If you were the adulterer, whether you were the man or the woman, you would be the one punished in court. You would be the one, if you're the adulterer or adulteress, to lose custody of your child. The other party, the one guilty of adultery, would be the one having to pay child support. That's all been turned on its head by no-fault divorce. And liberalism has engineered this decline in the family in a large extent, but and how to get out of the woods, I think we need to have a strong conservative leader leading this country who is going to roll back much of the liberal change that we've had over the past 70 years, Jesse.
You know, I first want to say that The Antidote is in all of the bookstores now, Barnes & Noble's everywhere. They could go to bondinfo.org as well, my website, bondinfo.org. Keith, you're right. Those things have happened, and they are happening. But if men love God with all their heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else, those things would not happen. Because men have turned away from God or been turned away, forced to turn away in their homes, and most of the time by their mothers and grandmothers, this is most men, they don't have the authority of God operating through them. And so when you don't have that authority, then the children of Satan will come, and they attack the man and his family. And they pass laws that restrict the man from being a man of God or being the head of his wife and children. And the man is not the head of the household. The man is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of the man. And so if the men are weak, then of course the children of Satan is going to take over and do those. I guarantee you, if the man was a man of God, they could not pass laws that says you're going to go to court, we're going to take your wife and children away from you, and you're going to pay, and she has no, you know, she's not going to suffer at all, she has nothing to do with whatever they say, right? the thorn is in us. So when we are weak, of course, the liberals who are children of the devil will do those things. And we should not be looking for a physical leader to come and lead us back, I mean, out of this mess. We should repent as individual men first, return to God, and then God will guide us. He will bring us together to fight evil. We cannot,
as it says in the Bible, lean not on your own understanding, but on the Lord, and trust in Him in all things.
Because, Keith, and I know you're out there doing things already, but if you turn back to God and just love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else, then you could be the one that can wake up men and turn them back and get this thing going. It's the man or men who is willing to love God. We got to love God. We have no other choice if we want to defeat evil.
Well, Jesse, I want to say to you, thank you for being a father, because that's the one thing that I remember most fondly of that experience we had on CNN was that, you know, that was 7 or 8 years ago, but it was unusual in my experience to be on for a full hour. You know, we were on for a full hour, and they put the two good-looking people on the same side that debate. But your son was there, and I wasn't a father at that time. I mentioned that earlier, that your son was there, but I could just tell, it struck me that how much he obviously enjoyed having the opportunity to come behind the scenes, and I don't know, maybe
and to be with you
many times. Right. But it was just it's something that stuck with me.
Thank you for that, James. I write about that in my book. There is no greater joy than for the children to love their fathers and the fathers to love God.
Well, and this is the kind of household that I'm trying my kids. I wrote a short biographical memoir for a Christian website a few weeks ago, but I talk about, you know, how important it is to me that my children are in church every Sunday. My wife and I take them there. And so this is something now as a father that I'm beginning to comprehend and grasp with both hands. But and of course, I was talking with our producer during one of the breaks. Now, you know, you see the gang, the hood, the media, popular culture becoming the surrogate for families without fathers. And so how well received do you think your efforts are, not just for all Americans, but especially in the black community? How well received are your efforts to instill a sense of not just fatherhood, but responsibility and dignity? How well is that being received? Of course, the media is never going to give you the full credit. They're always going to trump up people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. But right. How well received behind the scenes are your efforts in this regard?
I have to tell you, when I first started out, as you know, it was rough. I would call Uncle Tom, sell out. I had guns drawn on me, my telephone tap, all kind of mess. And I still go through that. But black Americans have suffered so much. They are living in hell because they lack love, that they're starting to hear the message of forgiveness and of returning to God and of becoming a noble people again. And so it's starting to catch on, James and Keith. And that's why I want people to return to God so they can love Him, and He will give us the strength to endure all things and not complain about those things, but deal with them as Christ did. And it's growing. The young men and women of all races, but especially the young black men and women, are starting to pray and forgive and work. And we're teaching them trades and things like that. I now have a private school, and we're not getting money from the government. Never have. But
how about that?
Helping these kids to forgive. I got to tell you guys this one thing that I realized after I finished writing the book. For years, I was saying that racism exists, black people are racist toward white people, blah, 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 right? But I realized that word racism is a lie. There is no such thing as racism. White people have never been and are not racist toward black. That's why they can't prove to black people that they're not racist, because it doesn't exist. It's a made-up word by the children of the lie, in order to put fear and intimidate white people to get power and wealth, and to keep black people in a constant state of anger so that they can control them. Because when you are angry, you can't believe the truth. And whomever caused you to become angry control you. So you can't believe the truth. It's a judgment that's been made up on white people by black people. And that judgment is what causes them to fall into a state of darkness. And they can't see that white people are not against them. Our battle is not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. And as long as we talk and act like the children of the light, saying that it's racism, which is a physical thing, we're never going to resolve it. It is spiritual. And the children of the light are on the side of evil, and they're lying to us and deceiving us to control us.
Jesse, I hope you live 1,000 years just based upon that last statement, because, I mean, God bless you, my friend. And I want to remind everybody again before I give a final word to Keith, our guest tonight, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, his book available in finer bookstores across the country tonight on Amazon.com, and, of course, his own website, bondinfo.com, The Antidote, Healing. Oh, excuse me, bondinfo.org, and I'm sure he would appreciate you getting it straight through his venue rather than one of the others. Bondinfo.org, the book is The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. If you've enjoyed this interview tonight a little, you'll enjoy the book a lot. Keith, final word, 10 seconds.
Search the Bible from cover to cover. You won't find racism mentioned once. Racism is not the greatest sin as many churches would have you believe today. Racism was made up, just like Jesse Lee Peterson said. This is a great book. Get in time for Christmas, maybe a late Christmas present.
Jesse,
thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us tonight. God bless you.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Good night. Merry Christmas. We'll be back right after this, folks. Stay tuned.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Welcome back. Get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
A pair of hot-falutin' boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Bonnie and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
That doesn't make you feel good, folks. Have somebody check your pulse because you're dead. That's just great music. And what a great night. Jesse Lee Peterson, what a guy. You know, the way he came to be on the Political Cesspool tonight wasn't that all of a sudden I had an epiphany. Oh, remember the guy that was on with me on CNN 8 years ago? Let's have him on. No, it was a little bit, well, actually much more interesting than that. It was a convergence of three different, what's the word I'm looking for? Three different happenings.
Occurrences. Here's what happened. I call into Jesse Lee's show, which is broadcast from 10 to 11 in Memphis on our flagship station here, Radio Free Memphis, 1600. AM 1600.
WMQM. Where we are tonight.
And I call in occasionally, and I spoke with Jesse, and Jesse was very receptive, as he always is. And I told them that, I'd give them my contact information. So he held me on the line. I spoke with the guy that basically is his handler.
His producer, yeah.
His producer. Gave him the information, told him that I was with the Political Cesspool and that we'd like to have him on. Unbeknownst to me, at the very same time that was going on, James had heard from Sam Bushman about Jesse Lee Peterson and just decided to write out of the blue an article for our blog roll.
Well, Sam had
simultaneously
this occurred about a week and a half ago. Keith called into Jesse's show, which is aired Monday through Friday during the day here on AM 1600. Of course, that's our flagship station here in Memphis. As Keith mentioned, we air here live every Saturday night. So Keith listens to the show. He calls in. Sam, that very same morning, right around the same time Keith was calling in, because Jesse Lee's on in the mornings, right?
Right, 10 to 11.
10 to 11. So at that almost that very same time, Sam had emailed me an article about Jesse's book, and I think Jesse debuted the book on Sean Hannity's show, and I was reading about the book, and I said, you know what, this is great. I'm going to give it a plug on the website. So Sam emails me while Keith's calling in. And I guess almost probably
and none of us knew this was going on.
No,
it was like the left hand didn't know what the right was doing.
Yeah, it wasn't a coordinated event. This is the only time we'll ever give Sean Hannity any credit. But I was writing this blog up saying, check out Jesse Lee's book. This is a guy that's, you know, a truth teller. We should support him. And after Keith gets off the radio, Jesse's producer looks at our blog, sends me an email saying, thanks so much for the plug. What an honor to be plugged by the Political Cesspool. And then I said, you know what, Keith? You're not going to believe this, but Jesse Lee Peterson's producer, you know, sent us an email right after I put up this blog. He goes, well, you're not going to believe this. I was on the show. Well, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. Sam sent me an email. That's why I wrote the blog. So it all kind of just happened.
It's like the hand of God was involved in this, in other words, because none of us, the right hand didn't know what the left was doing and vice versa on this. We actually had three hands at work here, and I think the hand of God was the one behind all of this. But it was just time to have Jesse Lee on the show, and I think it was a bravura performance by him, just in time for people to buy this book for Christmas.
Well,
it's 240 pages. It is not no little skinny, let's rip something off so we can make some money thing. This is apparently his life's work distilled into 240 pages.
He is the black version of Nathaniel Kapner. It's a very similar message to what we talk about, but
what Nathaniel Kapner is to Jews, Jesse Lee Peterson is to blame.
There, that's worded well. And, you know, there are some white people out there who believe that no message can be valid unless it's sanctioned by minorities. Of course, I don't belong to this camp. This show doesn't belong to that camp. Unlike the transparent nonsense we saw during the Tea Party heyday, I never feel the need to trot minorities on the show in order to validate our fight. And frankly, I believe that our message is right and our cause is just, whether every minority in the world agrees with us or none at all. And while we've certainly interviewed minorities on the show before, we've always done so because we shared some common ground and mutual respect with the guests. We respect men who tell the truth. And that is why Jesse Lee Peterson was on this show tonight. Jesse Lee Peterson is a truth teller that should be respected by any American who values the truth. This new book cuts deep. He really should be the leader. If you had to pick one, the black community could do far worse than picking Jesse Lee Peterson.
We should have Jesse Lee Peterson Day rather than Martin Luther King Day. Let me put it that way.
Get behind that for sure. And I mentioned how I came to know Jesse on CNN many years ago. He's on our radio station here. By all accounts, he's a great guy. Of course, don't know him well, but I enjoyed everything I heard from him tonight. And as I wrote on the blog, it's no secret that the political cesspool serves primarily as a voice for the men and women of the West. We are here to celebrate the unique cultural heritage of European mankind and to defend the traditions of our ancestors. Every other group has organizations and individuals who seek to advance their unique interests. We exist to safeguard ours. We take this mission without retreat, surrender, or apology. However, I feel as though, you know, it's counterproductive to be so short-sighted as to not support the truth tellers that are of other races, like Jesse Lee Peterson and Nathaniel Kapner. And so while I'm sure we would have areas of disagreement if we keep on digging down deeper, as we would with anyone, but I find his voice to be a breath of fresh air. And if the black community had more honest leaders like him, it would benefit everyone. And I'd be more than happy to work with him and continue to work with him. And I was happy to have him on the show tonight. I appreciate him, and I hope his book sells many, many copies.
Amen. Let me tell you that's, you know, his Christianity is not the apostate Christianity that we've come to expect in many churches, including, unfortunately, the Southern Baptist denomination now with people like Russell Moore there. And, of course, I'm not picking on them. Just about, you know, the great march through the institutions of cultural Marxism is marched through denominational headquarters of virtually every church in America, but that doesn't mean there aren't still true believers and appropriate pastors in America like Jesse Lee Peterson and like others that we know. Both James and I go to what we consider to be proper Bible-believing churches where we get good leadership, but let me tell you, they're hard to find nowadays.
I want you to share, Keith, I know you're leaving after this segment. We only have a minute or two remaining. I have been wanting to work this in for a couple of weeks now, and we just haven't had the time. But talking about people who appreciate our work, and this is a departure now. I know it's been the Jesse Lee Peterson Hour. We interviewed him for three segments. We had a little wrap-up here. But, Keith, you and I go to a restaurant fairly regularly. We won't name the restaurant. We certainly won't name the individual employee who works there. But it's a young man. He's in high school. And the last time we were at this particular restaurant, he came up and he just marched right to us. And he stuck out his hand, gave us a nice, firm handshake. And this is a guy who's come to know the show. And he's in high school. And he said, not only is he listening to the show, his friends are listening to it too. And I said, well, you know, this is great. I'm surprised that I didn't say I was surprised. I just said I'm glad that if you researched us, you didn't get scared away by all the nonsense that's written out there by our detractors. And he said, no, I read it all. So yeah, this is a guy who, a high schooler, read it all, knows everything about us, tunes in every week, has his friends listening as well.
Doesn't buy into the Southern Poverty Law Center lies or the Anti-Defamation League lies that are printed about us. In fact,
you remember that
you're
exchange?
Not. Yeah, I do. Exactly. You are known as much by your enemies as by your friends, and the public is aware of this. They know that liberalism is the great Satan, is the great enemy, and anything that comes from the left is more than likely going to be wrong, and anyone who is attracting their attention and their ire is probably a group that you want to align yourself with.
Well, and of course, you would expect people like those in our audience who are astute and knowledgeable politically. They know what the score is. They know the good guys. They know the bad guys. But you're talking about a high schooler who probably hasn't been initiated very long in politics. I mean, how early can you get involved in politics? Probably not much earlier than your teen years. And, you know, so he probably, or at least it would stand to reason that he could read some of this stuff and believe it because it comes from a group that at least appears to be reputable. Southern Poverty Law Center sounds like a legal entity. Of course, it's not. It's just a hate group. But he was able to see through it. So this, I say all that to say this. This is a high schooler who read everything about us, continued to listen, and found the truth after weighing all of the opinions.
Well, he had an unerring North Star, apparently, built into him of natural law, where he knows what the truth is, and he knows a lie when he starts hearing it.
And I remember when he came up to us, he came up, he recognized, he said, what are y'all going to be talking about this week? And I said, you're listening to the show, obviously.
And see, this is the wind under our wings. When we get people reacting to us like that, when we realize that there is this silent majority out there, as Spiro Agnew called them, and that was, I think, coined by Pat Buchanan, out there thirsting for this knowledge, that just makes us redouble our efforts to keep this show on the air. Help us do that, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll talk more about that in the third hour. We're not done yet, folks. One more hour to come, and it's going to be a good one, so stay tuned for that.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.